This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly three-quarters of New Jersey voters and half his fellow Republicans said in a recent poll that New Jersey Governor and former presidential candidate Chris Christie should have been a defendant in a trial over the George Washington Bridge land closings in which two of his former aides were convicted last month. His popularity is down to 18% in the state. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the workforce participation rate for people in the 65 to 69 age range increased to 32.1% in 2015 from 18.4% in 1985. Israel's settlement project wants a scattering of houses across the so-called Green Line, marking the borders between the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, has grown substantially over the years. In 2009, the year Obama took office, 297,000 people lived in West Bank settlements and 193,737 in East Jerusalem. This increased to 386,000 in the West Bank by the end of last year and 208,000 in East Jerusalem by the end of 2014, according to Peace Now, a group that opposes settlements. National Physicians Alliance is a group of 10,000 doctors, and they oppose the nomination of Congressman Tom Price as head of HHS for his stance against health care for Americans. Russia, for the first time, conceded that its officials carried out one of the biggest conspiracies in sports history, a far-reaching doping operation that implicated scores of Russian athletes, tainting not just the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, but also the entire Olympic movement. Two biggest hospital trade groups warn of an unprecedented public health crisis if the Affordable Care Act is repealed and say hospitals stand to lose $165 billion through 2026 if more than 20 million people lose the insurance that they gained under the law. They have predicted widespread layoffs, cuts in outpatient care and services for the mentally ill, and even hospital closings. Hundreds of garment factory workers in Bangladesh have been fired after worker protests result in a week-long shutdown of 85 factories, making major U.S. and European clothing brands, including Benetton and Gap. Tens of thousands of workers walked off the job, demanding a threefold increase in their wages. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.